Nice to meet you. I'm Miss B. Thanks for coming.
Porch Art started in the summer of 2007 with just a few art supplies from Beth Barbush's basement, several children bored with summer vacation, and a lot of enthusiasm.
I started by doing it one night a week in my, you know, an hour and a half a week, just hanging out with kids. And it really benefited me because I got to know people here. And I think it benefited them because it gave them something to do.
The meeting soon moved from Beth's porch to the sidewalk near her Baltimore home, where the children explore a new art form every week. Today's project is print calligraphy, but they also have dabbled into painting, sculpture, and drawing. Anyone who does not feel artsy can do sidewalk chalk or play with a hula hoop. Toa Mohamed is a middle school student.
But every week we did something cool and interesting that I wanted to do, like arts and crafts. We get to like put stuff together, glue stuff.
The art projects are taught by various guest artists and local volunteers. Among them, many parents who join soon after their children do. Catherine Bayer is the mother of a porch art child. She says the program is about community building and trust.
My child gets to do things, do something one day out of the week that she don't do like any other day. And she gets to spend time with other kids and do art.
Today's meeting is also the kickoff of a music tour. Local musicians volunteer to play instruments while the children do their art projects. Jason Reed is a musician. He says the program has changed the face of his neighborhood.
Having a bunch of houses crammed together really close doesn't make a community, and it's things like this that do. And I'm not going to say that it reduces crime or it saves lives, but none of these people would steal from each other. Like, none of these people would hurt each other. Like, this is a sense of caring and of shared responsibility. And I don't think that can be underestimated.
Porch Art is run without any outside financial support. Most of the art supplies are donated or bought by local volunteers.
Anyone can do this. You can do it with whatever skills you have. If you want to do it with music, if you want to do it with cooking, if you want to do it with a theater or art. Or gardening. I just feel like it's an example for others to be able to see that they, you know, they can start a program like this.
Beth Barbush says porch art changed her whole life in Baltimore. This is the first time she has known all her neighbors by name and the only time she has truly felt part of a community. Anna Honsward, VOA News.